Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
All right, all right, all right.
Welcome back, tokers and tokettes, and you non-toking lovers of liberty hanging out. It's Toker Talk Radio. We're back for hour two here on CannabisRadio.com, live every weekday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, you may have heard in the intro how we have this phone number, 971-533-7111. We don't. I lost that phone number, folks, and I haven't replaced it yet because I'm still living on the road, basically. I don't have a home. I'm truly, I am technically homeless. I mean, I have places to sleep, and I have a storage shed or a storage unit for my stuff. So it's not like I'm, you know, camping out on the Springwater Corridor Trail in a tent or anything with a shopping cart full of my belongings. I'm not that homeless, but I am technically homeless. I do not have a residence, but that is going to be changing very soon. I am a part of a new company, and I can start talking about it now because we've apparently launched the site, a new company called weednews.co. I encourage you to check out the site, weednews.co, weednews.co, and to follow at weednewsco on Twitter and Facebook. If you were a fan of the weed blog, then you will be an even bigger fan of weednews.co. The talent behind the weed blog has moved, and it's a tale. It's a long and sordid tale. It's a real travesty, to tell you the truth. But I'm not going to go into the tale right now. Not that important. But the good news about it is that the guys that put this together, I have such an affinity for these guys. Johnny Green, who's the writer, and then Ninja Smoker, who's the tech guru. These two guys, a couple of young guys, built the weed blog out of their dorm room. Literally one of those two smart nerds start an IT company out of their dorm room story, and took the weed blog to the top of internet search traffic for marijuana, and it was amazing. They were outpacing High Times, Normal, Weed Maps, Leafly, all these guys. The weed blog was kicking their butt because Ninja Smoker, the tech guru, is, well, he's a freaking genius. Well, as these stories tend to go, once they achieved a certain degree of success, the money men start sniffing around, and before you know it, they end up in a situation where they lose their creation. The kind of thing where, you know, you're the guy that started the company and then eventually somehow you find yourself out of the company. Well, that was what happened with the weed blog. And again, it's a long and sordid story, a real travesty, and I don't want to go into it. But the good news is with the formation of weednews.co, these guys and myself and Anthony Johnson, who legalized, was the man at the forefront of legalization of marijuana here in Oregon, we're all working together now in this new company. And we're excited to bring you the best coverage of marijuana on the internet. We will have copies of, we will have the embeds of interviews from my show. will have my original writing, all of it, aside from my radical rant columns on High Times. Those will still keep going on for now. We'll have video. We'll have coverage from the expos and the festivals. We'll have the best election coverage and polling coverage you could possibly ask for. Check it out, weednews.co. And the other good news about this is I'll be moving into the house / company headquarters / server farm with the tech guru who's going to build me a screaming fast, solid state, digital, multi-computer studio setup. So we'll end all of these little skip problems and we'll have fiber optic connection for perfect internet. The good days are coming, folks, and thank you for being a part of them. We're right back with some more Seattle Hemp Fest after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Legal to listen to all over the world. We're just not sure about France. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Yo, it's your boy TJ, Trinidad James. You're listening to Dr. Bina on Cannabis Confidential. LA, what up? Nickname James, man. I'm
worried like a lake. People were so excited to see you supporting our industry, and it's so important to see people who are mainstream, who are out there, that people look up to.
That was my first one ever going to, so that was definitely a big deal for me. It's not just, oh, man, just come smoke a bunch of joints. It's a lot of science into it. It's way more interesting than a lot of people might think would look down, per se, on what we enjoy.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Warning, hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that. This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 9 after the hour. All sorts of stuff coming up here in hour 2. Remember, half past, we got a special radical rant coming up for you. It's one of my lengthier postings at weednews.co. So I put it in the second hour because my first hour radical rants have to go up on High Times. So, the intricacies of internet content production. But yeah, weednews.co, pretty excited about this. And we've also got some involvement. I can't tell you from who. But we got some involvement from some investors who are really cool. Really cool investors. Man, there's just so much I can't say, but it's looking like things are finally gonna work out for me to actually have, now hold on to your hats, folks, a salary. Oh my God! I can actually have a check that arrives for a predetermined amount at the same time every month. Oh my God, what a concept. I don't know if you know what it's like living on spec as a freelance writer. Cause that's really how I'm making my money, folks, is freelance writing. I love doing this show, obviously, and I love the contributions you guys send me and the sponsors we have on here, but really the bulk of my money comes in from writing. And it's tough because you got to write something, you got to send the invoice out, and if it's something you wrote for print, then it doesn't come out for another 2-3 months because, you know, you got the print, you know, delay or whatever it is, printing and processing and shipping and all that. Anyway, so... yeah, you have all this money that you've made, but it's not here. You know, you're waiting for it to come in, and you don't know when it's going to come in. You have, sometimes you have no idea, right? So I am so looking forward to this changeup. And the weednews.co, we will have ourselves a pretty nice, screaming fast internet setup and computer setup and studio setup, which means the return of the Russ Belville Show to YouTube. Yeah, I'll be able to make my YouTube video show, which again is nothing special. It's just a webcam of me doing this, of me sitting here and talking in a microphone. But apparently a lot of people liked it. So I'm going to be able to put that back on because I'll have the infrastructure necessary to handle it. The bandwidth, the hard drives, a second computer to run the camera and all that. So that's coming back. And I'm still in the... let's say the gamma stage, right? We're not even to beta testing yet. We're in gamma. We're in proof of concept right now. But possibility of having a new 30-minute web show that we'll put together. Weed News This Week or Weed News Week. We haven't decided. Weed News Week. We haven't decided. Well, that's what we're afraid of is if we call it Weed News Week, people might call it Weed Newsweek, right? Like the Newsweek magazine. So we're thinking maybe it should be Weed News This Week. Whatever it is, 30-minute web show highlighting, you know, what most recently happened in marijuana. And a show kind of based on that 30-minute, you know, Comedy Central HBO format, you know, like a John Oliver or a Larry Wilmore or something like that, where there's kind of like three different segments, little video stuff. We'll see if we can get that out for you. So that's the goal. That's what's happening with weednews.co and the Russ Belville Show. And I'll still be on cannabisradio.com and I'll still be writing for hightimes.com. All right. We got some more Seattle Hemp Fest for you. Dr. Sunil Agarwal came up. I've known him since he was a student and now he's a doctor. And he is now becoming an important voice for scientists in the marijuana reform community. He gave a great speech both on the main stage and at Sealy stage, explaining how marijuana prohibition is actually perverting science and how we need to end this and start listening to the science when it comes to our drug policy. This is Dr. Agarwal.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Don't worry. Hey, Dr. Sunil Agarwal is coming up.
Yeah, man.
He's a former member of HempFest Corps. This guy, he's going to be laying some of the information that you guys need to know, that you need to make room from those lies that have been implanted in our brains.
See, I'm just bullshitting. This guy knows what he's talking about.
That's right. Exactly. That's why we got these guys here to back us up. Okay, Dr. Sunil, come on.
Thank you. What's up, Seattle Hemp Fest? How are you guys doing? Happy 2016 Hemp Fest. This is the first time I've been back here in about 6 years. Used to come to Sealy's stage. This is like the rowdiest, craziest, most badass HempFest stage, so you're at the right place. What can I tell you? So I'm in a group called Doctors for Cannabis Regulation, DFCR. We have 150 members around the country and the world. We are the first doctors group that's calling for full regulation, taxation, legalization of cannabis, not just for medical purposes, but for all use by adults. So give it up for DFCR. Check out our website. We've got some pretty cool doctors on our advisory board, honorary board. We got a former Surgeon General under the Clinton administration. We've got like pretty top doctors at big medical centers across the country. I just want you to know that these group of highly educated, highly placed doctors, are right there with us calling for descheduling of cannabis. Out of the whole Controlled Substances Act nonsense, totally, Chinese crazy knot. I don't know what there's a famous, you know, handcuff thing where you can't get out of it. You know, that cannabis is tied up in knots in the federal drug control system. And we are saying, just got to cut that whole knot, get cannabis out of federal control and into a situation where we have more local control of cannabis. So what I want to tell you about is the latest decision that the Drug Enforcement Administration laid down on us, we the people who pay their salaries, on why cannabis should stay in Schedule 1. And why you want to know this is because they are ruining science. They are ruining and torturing science by keeping cannabis in this category, which says high potential for abuse and no medical use for safety, no accepted use for safety under medical supervision. It's a bunch of nonsense, and you should be as upset about this as you are at people who say that there's no such thing as global warming, and people who say that humans didn't evolve from anything else and we just all showed up on Earth, you know, 10,000 years ago, and dinosaur bones are kind of, you know, just showed up, somebody planted them there. This is the kind of distrust and junk science that none of us want. We don't want to teach our children that. We don't want to live in a world where people just make stuff up and pretend that science is what it, you know, whatever they say it is. They're doing that with cannabis. This is what's going on now. If you look at their petition, or they look at the decision the federal government just put out a couple of weeks ago, they said, you know, our federal health agency, they spent a little time reviewing all the research, and, you know, they couldn't find any studies that really met our standard for what counts as medical use. If you go to page 76 of that thing that they wrote, which is public record, they say that they excluded 20 studies of cannabis extracts. 20 studies as if they never happened and they never occurred and the science doesn't matter. That's like pretending, oh, you know, the data on global warming and human footprint and ecological footprint, we're just not going to look at those studies because it affects our worldview. Why are they ignoring 20 studies of cannabis extracts to study whether cannabis is useful? Does anybody have any guesses? They're ignoring them because they're privately funded by pharmaceutical companies, okay? They're ignoring them because those people have in front of the FDA drug petitions where they want to get into Walgreens and get the final approval, and they don't want the government is cozy with them, and they don't want to let the science that those guys are generating for their product development to inform we the people. Even though we the people are the ones that are paying the DEA's salary and the Health and Human Services salary. Health and Human Services, I'll say that again, that is the name of the agency, not the pharmaceutical services industry services group that protects, you know, your science from public eyes. We're not doing that crap. We shouldn't be accepting science going off into a private hole. It doesn't matter who did the research. As long as it's good research, human beings are involved, you know, they had to sign up, they had cancer, they had pain, they were maxed out on pain drugs, they signed up for a study where they were either going to get cannabis extract, CO2 extract of whole plant cannabis, or they were going to get a placebo. You know, imagine you're the placebo patient, but you're like, you know, I'm doing this for science. No, you're not doing this for science according to the DEA, you're doing it for a private company's maximization. Because those patients spent time in those studies, multiple months, multiple years. Sometimes those studies were done in the United States, and none of that data is being read by the government. The government is saying that that data doesn't apply. Many of those studies were positive. Cannabis did help patients who had pain due to cancer and did help patients with MS-related spasticity. Are you guys surprised that the data was positive? No, we're not. Because it... Oh, yeah, sure. All right, I gotta wrap up here, but I just want you guys to be upset and be pissed off. Take that rage that we got here and be pissed off. Get really pissed off, because this is not the way that we're supposed to learn science. It doesn't matter who funded the research as long as it's good quality. Penicillin, it came from a mold. It kills bacteria. Many people's lives were saved. Does it matter to you that Fleming was or wasn't funded by some company or the government or whoever it was that funded the science? We all benefit from that knowledge. Cannabis is a traditional plant medicine. It belongs to all of us. Don't give up the fight. Make sure we get democratic control of cannabis. Not monopolization, not oligopolization. It's the people's medicine.
Yes, an And I'd have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dogs.
Now see what Scooby Snacks will do for you? Well, everybody, it's 420 here in the Pacific Time Zone, so happy 420 to our friends in Carlsbad, California. Happy 420 to Carlsbad, California. Why not? Hey, stay tuned. We got some Groovin' Higher Orchestra for you. This is Superstition.
Oh, I wanna make you suffer.
Being green is good. Growing green is good. Making green is great. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
You're going to find really wonderful, well-meaning, well-spoken people, and then people that are just batshit crazy.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Visit her website, firedublawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your fired-up lawyer, or email firedublawyer@gmail.com.
Must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
That marijuana, pot, grass, whatever you want to call it, is probably the most dangerous drug.
Some think there won't be room for them in jail. We'll make room.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
And one major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Radical rant.
Idaho's drug czar, Elisha Figueroa, or Alicia, I'm not sure which, has penned an op-ed in the Idaho Statesman entitled, "Experiment with Legalized Marijuana Isn't Working Out." Well, I wanted to reach out to Ms. Figueroa since she is too chicken to face opposition to her reefer madness in person. I mean, Ms. Figueroa, I really wish you'd have kept your commitment to the Idaho Marijuana Town Hall back in January. You and two representatives of the Idaho State Police had agreed to come to Boise State University for a public discussion on marijuana legalization. The organizers spent considerable time and money to bring me in, along with a representative of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and a Boise State criminal justice professor, to debate you. I had just flown in and was being transported to the event when you, Ms. Figueroa, cowardly and shamefully canceled your appearance at the event mere hours before it was to begin. You expressed that you didn't agree to debate, quote, radical out-of-state speakers, end quote. Obviously an oblique reference to me, Radical Russ Belville. And nobody could understand what difference the home state of the debater should make, especially since you agreed to debate marijuana legalization and I am from one of the states to have legalized marijuana, Oregon. If the stats that you cite and the prohibition that you champion were defensible, it shouldn't matter if your opponent is from Timbuktu. And given that Idaho remains one of only four states, along with South Dakota, Kansas, and Arkansas, to maintain absolute marijuana prohibition, no legal, no medical, no CBD oil, no decrim, not even industrial hemp, and Idaho is one of only three states, along with Wyoming and New Jersey, where merely being high in public is a misdemeanor, well, then it's no surprise they have to fly in out-of-state pro-marijuana speakers, because the in-state ones would be risking their jobs, their homes, and their freedom if the police target them. Hell, I flew in just for the debate and ended up with cops at my hotel room door. But judging by your opinion piece, which, by the way, is just largely cut and paste from the drug czar's scaremongering Rocky Mountain high-intensity drug trafficking area report, well, it's no surprise why you and the state police chickened out. Reading from the comments online, even amateurs with only a passing knowledge of cannabis and a Google feed are obliterating your arguments. You'd have faced the same with me, but live, in person, against a sharper wit and an audience of 200 people laughing at you. So since I can't debate you live, I'll have to do it through your writing. Like I did back in January at Boise State, where I read from the Idaho State Police's position paper on marijuana and addressed your three empty chairs. So you wrote this. You wrote, quote, Coloradoans of all age groups, 12 to 17, 18 to 25, and 26 and over, rank first in the nation for past month marijuana use. After recreational marijuana was legalized there, Colorado youth's past month use for 2013-2014 was a whopping 74% higher than the national average. End quote. Okay, so Colorado has more 12 to 17s, more 18 to 25s, and more 26 and olders smoking pot since legalization. Well, for the ones 21 and older, smoking pot is now legal. Not only could they be smoking pot more, it could be they always have been smoking pot and were just reticent to tell pollsters that they were doing something illegal. This is only a scary talking point if you think the state should stop adults from doing legal things. And as for the 12 to 17-year-olds, Colorado has been in the top five for teen marijuana use for the past 5 years. And in the top 10 before that. Vermont has had a 5-year average of 12.16% compared to Colorado's 11.36%. And Vermont didn't legalize, did they? In fact, in a couple of years, Vermont was greater than Colorado at this point. 13.32% in 2003, way before legalization, and 14.04% in 2011. I mean, it's a cute number trick to point out that Colorado's 12.56% monthly teen pot rate is 74% greater than the 7.22% national average. But as a year-to-year increase, Colorado went from 11.16 to 12.56%. That's a one-year change, a relative change, of 12.51%. Idaho, meanwhile, had a relative increase of 13.82% in teen toking last year. Y'all didn't legalize, right? Oh, I know what you'll say. It's because next door, Oregon and Washington legalized, right? Huh, okay. Well, then you better find a way to explain why New Jersey, nowhere near a legalized marijuana state, had an 18.28% increase and led the nation in year-to-year increase. Colorado came in fourth, people. Kansas had a 15% year-to-year increase. Of the top 10 states that had a year, the top 10 year-to-year increase states for teen pot smoking, seven of them are prohibition states. We're talking about states in the South, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky. All right, so Alicia Figueroa, or Alicia Figueroa, Ms. Figueroa, the Idaho State Drug Czar, she continues to say, the number of Washington drivers with active THC in their blood in fatal driving accidents increased by more than 122% between 2010 and 2014. The percentage of Colorado vehicle operators who were found positive for marijuana increased from 7.88% in 2006 to 24.03% in 2014. Impaired driving, huh? Look, you don't cite a single stat that shows an increase in impaired driving. You cite finding more drivers with marijuana metabolites in their system, which is a mark of merely being a pot smoker, not being high. You might as well cite that there are more married gay men in traffic accidents these days, too, since gay marriage was legalized. Even the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the source you're citing, has stated since the 1990s on its marijuana fact sheet that it is, quote, inadvisable to try to determine impairment on drug testing alone. When we look at the statistics, we do have them that show that in Colorado and Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Washington, D.C., all the legal jurisdictions, there are fewer fatalities per 100 million miles driven than the U.S. average of 1.08. Colorado sits at 1.02, a number that it's hovered at since about 2009, when their dispensaries opened, by the way. Idaho currently sits at 1.15. Colorado has been below the national average in fatalities every year since 2005. Idaho has been above the average every year since 1994, except for a couple years, 2011, 2012, when it was slightly below the national average. It is more dangerous to be driving in the state of Idaho under total marijuana prohibition than in any of the states where marijuana is legal. She continues, quote, calls to Washington's Poison Control Center related to marijuana-infused products increased 312.5% from 2012 to 2014. The Colorado Hospital Association reported that marijuana-related emergency room visits increased from 8,197 in 2011 to 18,255 in 2014. Well, Ms. Figueroa, your stats on poison control calls and ER visits suffer the same prohibition-related confounders as the stats on use. People don't like to admit breaking the law. Before legalization, when the doctor asked what your sick kid ate, you'd be less likely to admit it was your marijuana-infused goodies. Before legalization, when you ate too much of the pot brownies, you'd be less likely to go to the ER, or if you did, you'd lie about why you were there. I think I got food poisoning. She continues, quote, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration recently refused to downgrade marijuana from its federal status as a Schedule I controlled substance. Chuck Rosenberg, acting DEA administrator, stated, quote, this decision is based on whether marijuana, as determined by the FDA, is a safe and effective medicine, and it's not, end quote. Okay, Ms. Figueroa. Well, the only reason cannabis remains a federal Schedule I drug is because you cannot fit a leaf-shaped drug through the FDA's pill-shaped hole. Everybody knows it has a medical utility, and 25 states, soon to be 30, have passed legislation recognizing that. Everybody knows it is a safer substance than alcohol and every pharmaceutical and even the over-counter drugs that are out there. As a matter of fact, Ms. Figueroa, marijuana is even safer than famous Idaho potatoes. A point made by DEA Administrative Law Judge Francis L. Young in the Normal versus DEA suit all the way back in 1988. Quote, in strict medical terms, marijuana is far safer than many foods we commonly consume. For example, eating 10 raw potatoes can result in a toxic response. By comparison, it is physically impossible to eat enough marijuana to induce death. Elisha Figueroa, Idaho's drug czar, you are on the wrong side of history, ma'am. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got more from the Seattle Hemp Fest. It's Nurse Heather from Cannabis Radio backstage at the main stage.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Adrian, I finished it. Adrian.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
Don't want to spend money on a night out, but don't know what to do other than watching TV or playing video games? Consider playing guitar, bass, banjo, or mandolin. The instrument will give you hours of entertainment with friends with minimal expense. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation, only on CannabisRadio.com.
I always worry that someday I'm going to get an email from someone telling me that's offensive in some language. Welcome back, folks. We're going to wind things up here on the Russ Belville Show with some more Seattle Hemp Fest. 25th anniversary this last weekend, and you can still give hempfest.org or gofundme.com/keephempfestalive if you'd like to see a 26th Seattle Hemp Fest. I got to run into cannabis nurse Heather from cannabisradio.com backstage at the Seattle Hemp Fest. This is us at the main stage. Good day, tokers and toquettes, and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here, backstage at the main stage of Seattle Hemp Fest. And we've run to my fellow Cannabis Radio host, Nurse Heather. How you doing, Nurse Heather?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing, Russ? This is a fun event I've never been to before.
This is your
fancy
first
fancy scene. You here, sir?
Yes, your first Seattle Hemp Fest, really?
Yes, it is.
Wow, how did you manage to make it all these years without hitting Hemp Fest?
You know, I've been asking myself that all day. How did I miss this one? I go to everything else and I haven't made it to Hemp Fest. I guess I saved the best because it's the 25th anniversary. It's really incredible. So my girl, Nurse Lisa, just finished up on stage and I even teared up a little bit. Aww. I had some emotion going on.
It's always nice to see protégés that are doing well.
It's wonderful.
So good news with Nurse Heather is on CannabisRadio.com, and I've seen you at numerous events across the country, both in green states and not so green states. How is your message resonating across the country? Do you think people are finally getting it?
You know, they are. They're getting it on their own. They're getting it with help. You know, I always say that knowledge is the key and education is really what's going to move this thing continually. And even as the informed, I'm beginning to realize how little we really know. So, you know, even talking about rescheduling, and if the rescheduling would have happened, we could have had more research so we could have known more about the plant. And, you know, just having these discussions, it's bringing up a lot of questions. So I think you come to answers and your message gets more in depth when there's just all that information that's out there that we just don't know about yet. So it's exciting to know what you don't know until you know it or something like that.
I'm glad you bring that up because on our side, there's, you know, we are so quick to jump on the prohibitionists and their reefer madness. Sometimes we're a little reticent to get on our own, you know, misgivings or false assumptions that need to be corrected. For example, for the longest time, we thought, let's get it rescheduled from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2. Over the past couple of years, people have thought, well, now hold on, maybe that's not such a good thing. So thank you for bringing that up.
You know, I really look at plants like cannabis as something that should be descheduled. I mean, right. It's nature. What we're looking at, though, that's interesting pharmaceutically, is they are coming on board. They're coming out, you know. Even the big pharma is looking at what's going on here. And I've heard that they're looking to combine the opiate with the cannabinoid medications and create more in-depth. And you know what? Those medications need to be scheduled in some way.
Yeah.
I do believe that. But cannabis, the plant, hemp, the plant, it doesn't need to have a schedule. We need to deschedule.
Right.
So
I often
I'll fight on that, you know, that corner.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I've got a guy out here asking for
it. Yeah. Send him on in. we're doing it live, folks. We're doing it live. So, this is, I often, you know, ask, you know, what schedule does aloe vera belong in? What schedule does, you know, chamomile belong
basil,
in?
Basil, yeah.
Yeah, what schedule does basil belong in? These are plants, and one of the things I've been saying lately about this rescheduling that didn't happen, and I predicted wouldn't, is that we're trying to fit a leaf-shaped drug through a pill-shaped hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the FDA is just not set up to evaluate plants. We might as well be asking blind people about rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good... What would a blind person say about rainbows?
I don't know.
You took me down a path. rabbit hole.
So you're speaking later today, I understand?
I will be speaking. I get my 5 minutes of fame. I've heard it called a couple of times now. So I'll get up there, and I'm just going to talk about whatever comes to mind, but I think it's going to have a little something to do with unity.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, we've got to unify within ourselves because there's no room for backbiting or infighting or any of this,
right,
you know, shit talking maybe that's going on just even within our community. So I'd like to see us unite because I think that we should fight to unite. It's going to get us a lot further.
Especially as we're just in the very beginnings of legalization happening, and we're very vulnerable at this point to every bit of bad news that could possibly happen, right? Because the prohibitionists are waiting for, you know, we told you when we legalized this would happen. And so we got to unite and make sure that we're putting our best foot forward in legalization.
Well, and we really need to step up. I know that there's an issue even here in Washington where, you know, the medical program is so-called being done away with. And in spite of or because of adult use. And that's that. I really feel like that's something we should be talking about, because I believe that even in the midst of this, we need to not tax patients in the same way that we do someone that's looking for a great weekend.
Yeah, and they're even doing that in California with the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, adding a tax to patients that is unnecessary. It's my hope that we get enough development that the price comes down so much that maybe that tax doesn't make so much of a hit on, pardon the pun, on the purchase. But we'll have to see how that works out.
Well, let's do it again. Let's find out what's going on. So who are you going to be talking to, Russ? Can I ask you that? Can
sure.
I flip the script?
Absolutely.
A little bit?
We've got all sorts of vendors and speakers and people coming up here to interview on Cannabis Radio. I've got a schedule here that is just packed with people. And so I can't even tell you off the top of my head, but next we got Chris Gagnon and then Chris Farrell and then Ed Rosenthal, the guru of ganja, stopping by. A whole bunch of people. So I'm here literally all day. Aaron Pelly, one of the Northwest Marijuana Law guys. Allison Drayson.
Oh,
gonna be
I
here.
Love Allison.
Martin Lee.
Oh, I saw Martin just a
Project
little while
CBD,
ago.
Right?
Yep.
So that's just today. And then I'll be here for, see, Nurse Heather's speech.
Oh, I'm speaking, yeah, at 5:40.
I'll be recording you.
Yeah.
Better make it good.
Great. I'll come up with something. Hopefully it'll be different than what I've already said. And you're backstage here at Hemp Fest 2016, 20th anniversary.
25th.
25th.
That's
did I,
right.
What did I say?
20th.
25th.
Yeah, silver.
25th. I think I had dry mouth or I had cotton mouth speak come through. I really meant 25th. I had it in my head. So 25th anniversary, and thank you for chatting with me. High
thank
five.
You, Nurse Heather. Nurse Heather with Good News with Nurse Heather on CannabisRadio.com. Check it out, and good luck on your speech later today.
Thank you so much.
Great running into Nurse Heather backstage, and it was really kind of surprising. She'd never been to Seattle Hemp Fest. It's something you got to do, folks. It's just amazing. Every year I go there, I'm just stunned at the mass of humanity, the entrepreneurship that's going on. You always find something cool. My event, my item of the event, I bestow this unofficial award almost every time I go somewhere, was the pretzel pipe. This guy made an edible pipe out of pretzel. It's a pretzel that's a pipe. Take that and a little bowl of mustard with you on the road. You get pulled over, you dunk the bowl, chomp the pretzel down. Morning, officer. Freaking genius. All right, we're going to close up shop here in just a sec. We'll be right back.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The political climate is at a fever pitch, and the fight for the social fabric of America is set for battle this November. Tuesday, November 8th, the Cannabis Liberation Movement takes a huge step forward. And Cannabis Radio is here to chronicle this legendary moment. CannabisRadio.com and the Cannabis Radio News Team will feature wall-to-wall live coverage of all the coast-to-coast voting of state amendments, ballots, propositions, and initiatives that will further progress the Cannabis Crusade. Join us November 8th for Vote 2016, the path to cannabis freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
This is Dan Michaels from DanMichaelsAudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on CannabisRadio.com.
Are you playing an acoustic guitar but want to be louder without an amp? Try a resonator guitar. The fingerboard extension has National Resophonic and other resonators, square necks and round necks. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com. Go wild hog in the woods.
Remember, friends, there's more to life than marijuana. Dyke. Just can't remember what it is. Why'd I come in here? You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation, only on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, everybody, just a minute or so here to wrap things up on our live stream. A reminder that tomorrow on the show, we got a very special guest joining us. Maya Elizabeth from Whoopi and Maya will be joining us to talk about menstrual marijuana products. I think that's what they're called. Products for the ladies to deal with the pain and discomfort of menstruation. The period. Aunt Flo, so to speak. And, of course, I can't testify to any of this, but I can.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
Thanks, Tommy. Hey, I don't know why that went off, but my bad. I apologize. Tommy Chong just interrupting my flow here. I should have picked a different term. Anyway, I was going to say I can't testify to the effectiveness of these products, but I can tell you I've known numerous women in marijuana activism who can all swear by the effectiveness of cannabis for period pain and cramps. I tell you, to a T, each one of them, every one of them tell me that there's nothing better. It is the best, and for some of them, different preparations, it might be in edibles, it might be smoked or vaporized, but, and this is not like new knowledge, right? This goes back to the first Queen Elizabeth, I think, or was it Victoria? I don't know my British monarchy, but it goes way back. This is not new information, and it's, kudos to Whoopi Goldberg for coming up with this idea here and moving forward with it, because... I mean, for so many of us that know female tokers, this is like the easiest idea in the world. It's amazing no one came up with it sooner. Then again, considering sexism in our society, maybe it's not so surprising, right? Maybe it's par for the course. Anyway, that's all the time we got for today. Thanks for joining us, and be back tomorrow with more news and interviews you can use for the cannabis community. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ, live from beautiful legal Potland, Oregon. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers!
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.